You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. The intention behind these almost daily drops is to keep you inspired, energized, and focused on your path of building a life better than you think is possible. I've done it myself, I've coached hundreds of women to do the same, and I'm excited for you to jump on board with me. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, success starts from within. Let's go! Hi friends, I am so happy to be sitting down and recording this episode with you. I am just coming off of an incredible 8 days. I was in Marco Island, Florida at an in-person conference workshop experience with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I know, you know, quite a few of you follow me on Instagram. You were following along. You're excited to hear about more in depth in terms of what I experienced and what this week long was all about. Some of you don't have any clue what I'm talking about, which is fine. I'm going to share kind of from the beginning here. And, you know, so unlike most of my other podcasts where I'm kind of just riffing, I've created some notes for this one. I'm going to share with you first just some logistics about the experience. I know a lot of you want to know about what it was like and you know, have been thinking about going or interested. So the first part is going to be for you. The second piece, I'm going to do my best to just give a really quick framework of his teachings, just so you have a baseline of what it was and what I experienced. And then lastly, I'll share some personal awarenesses and, you know, experiences I had in the meditations and just overall throughout the week. I, you know, want you to know I'm still very much in process and downloading and integrating the content and the whole experience. This work is going to greatly affect my work in the future in the best way. So I'm really excited about that. And I know that it'll just kind of, it'll be trickled through. I'm kind of, you know, been thinking about what am I going to take and how am I going to weave it all in and what will really resonate with my clients. And for those of you that are in Magnetic now, you'll be getting that firsthand experience. And for those of you that are, you know, are considering that program, this is my most recent program. It couldn't have been more divinely guided that I went to this workshop now. It'll be part of the teaching. So much of what I learned and experienced personally and the lessons that I learned will be part of this. But what's really cool is that I, you know, I've obviously been doing this inner work and spiritual work for a long time, 15 years now, and have my master's in spiritual psychology with an emphasis in consciousness, health, and healing. I've been on retreats, I've done different trainings, et cetera, et cetera. And this was a really great experience for me because it was coming from a different perspective. It was coming from a much more scientific perspective, a more, I'd say, masculine perspective. He doesn't use the word spiritual. He doesn't use the word God. He uses the word mystical, and he does use the word divine and oneness. He was very clear that he doesn't use the word chakras. He uses energy centers. So it just was it was a different experience than what I've been taught before. And for me, while I don't necessarily need all of the scientific background, because I'm somebody that's, I would categorize as highly suggestible. And I just want source. I just want spirit. Like, I'm all in. And someone doesn't really need to tell me, you know, all the logistics behind it. But I think that for people that have a more analytical mind or need a little bit more information and knowledge before they're going to jump right in, it's really, really supportive. And for me to be able to explain that perhaps in a slightly more grounded way, I think will greatly affect my will just really support my community and have a richer experience. So for those of you guys that don't know Dr. Joe Dispenza, he's been around for quite some time. I was probably introduced to him about, I'd say probably 2 years ago. He's the best-selling author of a couple of books. He's written Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. He's written The Placebo Effect. And his most recent book is Becoming Supernatural. And if this episode ends up resonating with you or you want more information, I would just go straight to the last one. I'd just go straight to Becoming Supernatural. I don't think you need to read all three of them. He's got quite a few you know, videos and free meditations on YouTube. Just Google him. He kind of joked while he was there that over through this whole pandemic, it was the first time that he had looked at his website in like years, because he's been so busy traveling around teaching these advanced workshops. And so his website is really nothing impressive, but he's in the midst of redoing that now. And he has been traveling around. Prior to the pandemic, he was doing two, I think sometimes three of these week-long advanced workshops a month. He was all over the world. I think something like 20,000 people, if not more, have been through this advanced workshop. I know at one point he was teaching shorter workshops, but now this is the only one that's available. It was 7 days, so I actually was there for, I think I was there for 8 nights. Which was a long time, you know, a really long time being away from the kids. I was nervous about going for a number of reasons. You know, first and foremost, the pandemic. I haven't been on a plane. I feel like we're somewhere in the middle in terms of how we're feeling about this whole experience. But you know, going to Florida was a big deal, especially on election week. And Kenny was really, really nervous about me going. He was having some anxiety before I left. And he kind of said, like, I really don't want you to go. And I just turned to him and I said, babe, I'm going. Like, I have to go. And I would just appreciate you trusting me and, you know, taking care of the kids. And I did everything I do in terms of my nanny and got his parents involved a couple of the days, and my parents came over for one day and kind of put all hands on deck to help him, which is what I used to do when I would leave for these kinds of things, so that, you know, he wouldn't be so fried and so frazzled that he'd say, you never can go again. So I really take care of myself in that way to make sure that things are covered. But you know, the good thing about our relationship is that he, when I look at him dead in the eye and I say, I know in my heart that I need to do something, he does believe me and he does trust me. And I know that it's just because I'm so crystal clear. So, but yeah, I'm like, you know, he's like, are you going to get stuck in Florida? Like, you know, on election week and just all those things was very nerve wracking. I didn't quite know what the COVID procedures were going to be there. And I was walking in, I'd say a little bit blindly. I've had a few acquaintances go to this retreat. None of my super like inner circle has been. I've actually been introducing this work to a lot of my close friends recently, and I wanted them to come with me, and it just was kind of this last minute thing. So I ended up going, and one of my dear friends, Kathy Heller, ended up driving. She lives in Florida now, so she drove from where she lives a couple hours away with her husband, and that was all I knew that was going to be there before I went. So it was interesting when I got there, because I originally thought it was starting on a Sunday, and then I got an email just saying that registration was on a Sunday, so then I thought it was starting on a Monday, and I'd gotten there on Saturday, and so I thought, okay, I'll have a full day to just kind of relax and be on the beach. People don't really know Marco Island. It's next to Naples. I flew into this really small airport called Fort Myers, and it was very, very, very far removed. Like, I did not feel like I was anywhere close to Miami or Fort Lauderdale or Tampa or anything. Like, I was in, like, the Palm Springs of Florida, like, on the beach. So it was very chill. So there was nothing in Marco Island, like, hardly any restaurants. It was at a JW Marriott, so, like, it was this kind of big conference-y hotel. And I have to tell you, the first day or two, I did feel a little on edge with COVID. Like, some people were wearing masks, some people weren't. I'm not going to really share a lot of other details, just because he's asked to kind of keep some of the pieces. Just be mindful, because, you know, it was a risk for him to put this on. And a lot of his colleagues thought that he was crazy. And this was his first event that he has done since February of this year. And he just knew. He's like, I've got to keep this going, and I've got to get my message out there, and I've got to support people in healing from the inside out. what I'll share this actually at the end, my own personal view of COVID now that I'm going. I'm just going to make a little note of that, making sure that I touch on that. But when I first got there, my bag didn't make it. And that's actually never happened to me. I had a really quick layover. And so I thought, okay, no problem. It's going to come the next day. And I bought a cover up. And then I called the airport the next day. And they said it wasn't going to come for another 2 or 3 days. And so that Sunday, I was just all like out of sorts. I'm like, where's my bag? You know, my bag's not coming. Okay, it's going to be fine. But like now they're telling me it's not going to come to Tuesday or Wednesday. I jumped in Kathy's car and drove like an hour away to the closest shopping center because there was nothing in Marco Island, and bought a bunch of stuff, you know. So it just was like a whole scramble. And then they told me that we were starting that night and not the next morning. And so what was interesting is that I wasn't feeling anxious or like super uptight, which I think those of you that followed my social media, you could see. I wasn't like all wound up around it, but I was like, there's just something really weird going on here. It was almost like the universe was kind of trying to scramble things for me a bit and like shake me up a little bit so that I could just be ready to like pop like right when I went in. So yeah, so that's kind of how like my first 2 days started off there, which was just really, really kind of interesting. And more logistics. So just from a big like kind of umbrella scale, they're long days, not super late nights, like a Tony Robbins event. I don't know if I mentioned, I've never been to one of those. But a lot of people, it seemed like, that were here at Joe Dispenza have been to Tony Robbins before. I think Tony talks about Joe Dispenza. I'm not a huge Tony Robbins fan, so I don't quite know, but they definitely are in the same, you know, in the same world. But it wasn't this like rah, rah, like fire them up, like get you on high on like adrenals kind of type of event. It was really this transformational going inward, learning the science behind, you know, brain and heart coherence, energy patterns, energy waves. We started really early in the morning. And we did a ton of meditations. Every single time he would teach us exactly why and where. And if you go on his website, you'll see that he's got, I don't even know what, probably like 30 meditations on there that you can buy. And so there was like different variations that we were doing every time. And I didn't count how many hours I meditated because I was just really present in the moment. And I was taking notes, but not on like logistics. One day, I know that we meditated 8 hours over about a 12 to 13 hour time span. So, you know, this was not for the faint of heart. I'd say most people that were there that I spoke to, they'd been familiar with Dr. Joe for a while. They'd been doing some of his meditations. They'd been like following him for some time. He did make an announcement at the end that I think 85% of the people there were new, which was surprising to me because it just felt like people were like familiar with him and fully on board. And my understanding is that typically there's a lot of people that are new. And I think what happened is that there was supposed to be an event in January, or there is going to be an event in January in the same place. And when he opened that up, it sold out in 5 minutes. I know because I tried to register for it. And so then it created this huge wait list. And then they were able to open up the second event sooner. And so a bunch of, I think, new people, you know, got into that one. So I was so impressed with him. You know, I think he's probably in his 50s, 3 grown children, the most humble guy for who he is, like so down to earth, so heart-centered, really, like you can just tell, like the real deal. And he's like a genius. Like he just, the way he talks, and you'll see if you watch some of his YouTube, like it's very different. He's like downloading the information. He doesn't use any notes. he just is like speaking truth. And every single thing that he says, you're just like wanting to take notes. And like my hand was just like scribbling. And my girlfriend Kathy said, my gosh, like he's just dropping wisdom bombs like every 2 minutes. And it's just like profound. And yet he's just so centered in his heart. And he's also just very like forgiving of where everyone's at, meaning he's like, hey, you guys are going to take this information and do with it what you will. I'm giving you a roadmap. I'm telling you what to do. Do it my way and you're going to see this, this, and this results. But people will end up doing this and people don't show up and people come in late and people, you know, just don't come to meditations and people are, you know, partying here. And he's like, I don't know, do whatever you want. Don't come in here drunk. So he's just got this very like easygoing manner that just is more of a sign for me that it's like he's not attached. He's like, here's the information. He is a channel and, you know, do the work. So yeah, I think that's what I can share regarding logistics. I didn't know what to expect, but that's really it in a nutshell. I would go again. He does offer some kind of like, I guess they're called like advanced or something workshops for people that have been through this that are a little bit shorter, that are 4 days. So I'll definitely will go to that in the new year if he offers it. I will share that I think because of the pandemic and all the current climate, he doesn't really know how many he's doing and where they're going to be. There's one happening in about 3 weeks in Cancun, Mexico, and I actually bought Kenny a ticket. I got on the phone. I was like, you can't not do this. Like, you have to go and do this work. And he really resisted for like 2 days. And he was like, okay, fine, just buy the ticket. I'm not going to make a 100% decision if I'm going or not, but just buy the ticket, because I was afraid that they were going to sell out. So they may be sold out by now. I don't know. But as of a couple days ago, they still had some spots available in Cancun. So yeah, so that's happening. So as of right now, I think Cancun is one that you can go to, but I don't think that there's any other ones currently available. So if you're interested, get on the wait list and seriously be ready to sign up in the first 5 minutes. Okay, let's move into, and I anticipate that this will be more of like an hour long podcast episode, which is different. So maybe 45 minutes, we shall see. So let me just move into kind of the core of his work, and it's deep. And so it's so hard. I'm kind of been like trying to wrap my brain around it. And those of you that saw me on stories, it's like I was speechless for like 3 days in the middle there. I was like, I literally have nothing to say. I'm just dropped into this vortex. I am so in the zone. I feel incredible. I want to share something, but I just don't quite know how to say it or what to say. And so thankfully in the last, you know, 48 hours, it's kind of starting to settle into my body. And, you know, I think the best way that I can describe it, first and foremost, like go get the book, but the best way is that his work is really all about proving and showing and having testimonials that energy affects matter. That energy affects matter. That the more coherent our brain is, the more energy that we have going to the brain, the more open we are in our heart centers, the more energetically aligned we are in our energetic, what does he call them? Energetic centers. I call them chakras. We are able to affect matter because we will naturally attune to a higher frequency. So what most of us have been conditioned to, what most of us have been taught, and 3D reality that we are in this physical world reality, shows us and teaches us that matter affects matter, meaning, you know, what you put in your mouth. Like if you're wanting to lose weight, you need to eat, you know, cut calories, do this. There's a formula, A plus B plus C equals the end result. Or if you are wanting to, you know, make a certain amount of money or retire at a certain age, there's a formula. You must do this launch. You must create this Facebook ad. You must do this, this, and this. You know, kind of old school is you must work until you are 70 years old and save this much and put this much in your retirement. And it's very time consuming and it's very it's a lot of hard work to do all of these things, right? He does a lot in the health and healing, like a lot of like health practitioners and yoga practitioners are very much into his work. Because he's had a lot of testimonials, a lot of case studies where people have literally healed themselves of cancer and healed themselves of massive ailments by doing his work. And so again, we're taught, you know, if you want to get heal cancer, you go and do chemo and you kill the cells and you, you know, it takes a certain amount of time. So at the forefront, creating healing takes a tremendous amount of effort and takes a tremendous amount of time. What he's saying, and what's so fascinating is, again, like I feel like I say this in my own ways and I've learned and I live this in so many ways, but just the way he said it was just like, yes. So he's saying when our brain is in coherence and our heart is opened, and we are in this more aligned state, we automatically move into a higher frequency. We begin attuning higher, no pun intended. I have a course called Attune Higher. And we can create then from another dimension. So when we're able to move into 4D reality through our heart, and I know that I've never talked about 3D, 4D, 5D before. I'll probably start bringing that into my work. When we're able to move into the present moment, which is accessed through, you guys hopefully have felt it at one time or another, where you're just present, you're so in your loving, you're so just in your heart, you're so in the now, you're gazing into your newborn's eyes and you're just there, right? We then are able to then access through the 4D and through the present, we're then able to move the energy up and go into 5D reality, where time and space don't really exist. It's not that they don't really. They don't exist. Time and space do not exist. You're able to collapse time and energy and move directly into creating with and for source energy. So all these things that I say of like the universe is constantly conspiring on your behalf and you are the creator of your own destiny and you get to create and manifest what you desire. Like all of those things are true. And this is why, is because you're able to completely collapse time and space and have things like whatever that you want to manifest, whether it's health or love or, you know, money or whatever desires, it never needs to take the time and the space that we think it needs to. So his formula that he shares is when you pair a clear intention, aka knowing where you want to go, with an elevated emotion, joy, appreciation, gratitude, love, it equals an up-leveled energetic state that begins to transcend time, matter, and you can then create in the quantum field. So on one hand, it's like, well, that shouldn't be too hard, Heidi. Like, I know what it is that I want to do, and there's a lot of times in my life where I can feel that elevated emotion, right? But most people are not in an elevated state long enough and or don't take the time to get clear in where they want to go because we're too busy buzzing around, being addicted to our cell phone, being caught up in old emotions and past ways, being a victim of our past or our current reality, and living in a massive amount of stress and survival instead of what's possible, the future, and being in this quantum field. And so when you are in survival and when you're in stress and when you are accessing different, so we talked a lot about different wavelengths, like these are things that I never used to talk about, beta and theta and alpha and delta and gamma. I'm so excited to bring some of these things into my work because now I like really understand them. It's like, yes, like theta brainwaves and like these different musics and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, no, now I like really get it. And when you're in a heightened state of stress, right? We all know that you're in flight or fight. You start pulsing off more cortisol. Your adrenals become fatigued. That's what happened to me when I was 23 years old, right? Working in commercial real estate. It's like within 1 year, it's like my whole adrenals were completely fatigued. when you're in that state, you cannot create then. From you can't access more information, you can't drop into an elevated emotion, and you're literally closed off from being able to be in this heightened field where the future and the potential can be now. There was a lot more that came down, but I feel like for now that's probably the basics. It gets me so excited to talk about it. And even just sharing this on here, I'm like, oh yes, this is what's going to happen. This is like the teaching that's going to come in. So I think that's where I'll leave it in terms of the basics. You guys get the picture. I'm going to be hosting different workshops. I'm going to be, plugging this into Magnetic, be doing more podcasts. Like this is going to be now just infiltrated into my work. So I wanted to share a couple of personal experiences that I had that were really profound and just really touched my heart. I always like to just be vulnerable with you guys and keep it real. The first is more of kind of a surface thing, but I went there again, just knowing that when my one girlfriend and her husband were going to be there, and then one other friend said, oh, my mutual friend is going to be there, so connect with her. What was so cool is that when I got there were probably like 10 people that I knew. And it just was this like kind of realization of like, wow, like I've really like been in this work for a long time. And you guys might go, duh, Heidi, like this is who you are. But sometimes, I don't know, I just am kind of like went in blindly and I ended up knowing like 4 girls from like a different program that we've been in the past. And somebody was there from USM getting my master's, and another one was there from a mastermind that I'm in now, and we actually didn't even connect. But I was like bebopping around and like would just constantly see somebody that I knew and was able to download and connect in a way that I maybe wouldn't with just a stranger that was there. And I also ended up, talking to new people and met new people, but just having those reference points throughout the week and just seeing those familiar faces was so enjoyable. It was a blessing and a synchronicity that I wasn't expecting. And it just kind of meant a lot to me, like, wow, like Heidi, a lot of people. So that was really cool. So I'd say overall, I feel like I'm gonna cry, throughout the week, I just had this overwhelming experience of feeling so blessed and so grateful for my life. Just this like, my heart was just like beating out of my chest. And it was like, I have so much love to give. And I just had such a profound, deep appreciation for my relationship with Kenny and for my gorgeous children and for all the work that I've done in my life. And just how, I'll use the word God, has just really blessed me. And it was just really like divine. And at one point during one of the very, very long meditations, I was very much in a trance and I heard Source's voice say, I was like the divine, like there was like a divine angel just like on me and like with me. And it was just this like huge like energy that I was kind of commingling with and being one with. And I just heard her say, there's nothing you need to do. Like there is nothing you need to do. And I just started laughing. And I was like, it's so true. There's nothing that I need to do. And I kind of like, I said it out loud as I was laughing and giggling. And then she said, no, there isn't. But we've got a lot of work here to do. We've got a lot of work. And I just kept laughing. And it was like just this such clear knowing that I I really have been given this divine assignment in this lifetime, and I am answering the call. And to the degree that the outer experience hasn't been quite as, let's just say, big or out there or blown up, right, in the way that I would ultimately desire, it is only because I've been getting in the way and making up stories, holding myself back, attaching to certain relationships, being worried about what that person's going to say, getting caught into certain levels of perfectionism, blah, 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 right? And I know I talk about all these things, like I'm transcending them all with you at all, you know, all the time. But the reality is that the impact and the bigness that I desire to live into in terms of lives that are touched and are transformed by the work, it really doesn't have anything to do with my ego. And I think that there was part of me, you know, up until now that was questioning, like when I say that I want to have this many people in a program or have this desire or want to make this level of impact or desire to have this level of exchange in the form of money, where is that coming from? Like, is that coming from my ego? And it just was clear as day that I have a divine assignment and that I am here to show up for it and that I have lives to transform and people to touch and work to do and that I have a mission to fulfill and I am in process and I am on my way and it's time to turn up the dial and not in a work harder kind of way, in a let's answer the call and really show up in that vibration kind of way. So that was really exciting and profound. I shared this before, but I'll share it again, that really all the work that I've done up to this point has been so worth it. My experience was kind of as I was talking to some of the other people there and whatever, just kind of trading notes, I was able to really get out of my way very, very, very quickly because of all the training and because I kind of am where I am in my evolutionary journey. Like, for example, like I'd go up to somebody after a meditation. I'd be like, how was that for you? And she's like, oh my God, it was awful. I was super triggered by the person next to me. And, you know, she was making sounds next to me and I had to move away and it was just awful. And she was like this beautiful being that said this. And I was like, really? I was like, are you open to my feedback? And she was like, yeah, sure. I was like, it sounds to me like it was perfect. Like you clearly got exactly what you needed in that meditation and that experience. And I kind of gave her some coaching through it. And I watched myself I was laying right next to her. And the person that was making all the noises was right next to me too. And it was like, because I was able to just get like, oh wow, like this woman's really having a clearing. She's really going through something right now. It's almost like I could just send her love and then like get right back into my zone. And I had one experience where I woke my alarm. I thought I set my alarm the night before and it was an early morning and it was this beautiful sunrise beach walk. And my alarm didn't go off. And I woke up and it was 7 o'clock and I was supposed to get up at 5:30, 5:40. And I panicked. I was like, oh my God, I'm like missing this. I'm like, just like, oh, it was this old energy just came right over me. And it's this feeling that I often feel of like being behind or not doing enough or like feeling rushed and like, I just gotta like do more and I've gotta like get ahead and I've gotta like, I'm falling behind is the feeling. And I'm like running late. I'm constantly feeling like I'm running late, especially with my husband who's literally is always running late. And so I got to go, oh, look at this. I'm so triggered right now. And I ended up going and doing the meditation completely by myself because everyone else had done it an hour and a half earlier. And while I didn't have any like transcendental, like super, you know, conversations with spirit during that meditation, what did happen is that I pulled myself back into coherence. I pulled myself back into alignment. And so then the rest of the day, I got to kind of fly high and be like in, you know, airy fairy world. Because I just like, I was like, oh, okay, here's a lesson. I don't need to make this like myself wrong. I don't need to make myself bad. Like this was perfect. And I ended up going late to the class that day and I just needed a little bit of extra time. And it was just like soothing for my soul. Like it's gonna be okay. It's like you're exactly where you need to be. There's no need to rush. So that was really huge and perfect. And I'd say another really big takeaway, which some of you have been watching or seeing and maybe hearing me talk about more inside of my programs with my clients than publicly, but I've had quite a few very close friendships of mine strip away throughout the pandemic. And they've been relationships that have been they've been stressed and tensed for quite some time. And I feel like it was the intensity of COVID that kind of just had them peel away for one reason or another. And while I did trust it and I do trust it, there's also this kind of questioning inside of like, could I have done better? Like that same thing, that same story of like, did I do enough? Could I have like done something else? And over this week, I really got that if anything, I was actually just holding on way too long. I was like trying to like pulling around a weight, trying to bring them up with me when they're just not ready to go. And so throughout this pandemic, you know, Spirit's really done for me what I couldn't do for myself and had them just clearly strip away. But throughout this week, it's like I got to let go of the emotional attachment to it. And what I realized is that, you know, you may know that you may realize this too, that there's certain people that are just no longer a vibrational match. And so as I've been doing a significant amount of up-leveling through these last 7 or 8 months, of course they had to go away. Like it's not a matter of like, did I do something wrong? Did they do something wrong? It's not about right and wrong. It's there's no longer an energetic match. And so it doesn't mean that I can never be with them again. But it really opens up the space for me, number one, for me to like step into an even higher, it like sets me free to step into an either even higher energetic frequency. And then it also allows me to call in friendships and close connections, which I've already been doing with, you know, my dear friend, Kate Taylor, who some of you know. She's an entrepreneur and one of my best friends, Erica Reisberg. She's just been with me through this whole journey and is just incredible. And, you know, new entrepreneurial girlfriends and just really allow these incredible humans to come into my life and meet me and be able to celebrate me like I celebrate them and really champion one another to go upward instead of feeling like you're being like held back. So that was just a huge kind of clarification of what I've already been feeling. I'll share two more things, two more awarenesses. The second to last one is that, you do not need to be questioning, worrying, being in the ping pong of, should I do this? Should I do this? Any longer. From that state of, I don't know, I call it the swirl, right? I call it the like constant like questioning, asking like, I don't know. Should I go this way? Should I go this way? Should I go this way? It is never going to give you the answer because you are vibrating at a current, that question and the problem or whatever you're trying to find the solution to was created at a certain frequency and a certain vibration. And you're never going to find the solution at that frequency. So you've got to just drop it. You've got to literally just drop away the questioning and the back and forth. And I know that I'm seeing it with all of my clients. Like this is quote unquote harder to do than it is to say, but this is the work, my loves. This is the work. And this is the work that I'm teaching in Align Higher. And this is the work that I'm teaching in Magnetic is go up, get beyond the frequency that you're currently at so that you can access a higher level of attunement, and this and the awarenesses and the ideas and the creative solutions, that's where they live. They live in the frequency of freedom and the creative. They don't live in the frequency of stress and anxiety and frustration and complaining and the constant like worrying. So elevating your emotional stance and focusing on attuning to a higher level, to that source level of frequency, is where it's at. And I was given the gift of literally being in that vibration for hours and hours and hours on end this past week. And so it's like my brain is literally firing in different ways now, and I'm retraining my body to not go into those old emotional patterns. And And so just, you do not need to worry. I don't need to worry. That was my lesson. I do not need to question. I do not need to worry. I need, you know, I often talk about trusting your intuition, trusting your gut. That is the answer. That is the answer. It doesn't mean that the answer is always going to be 100% right. It's not like if you get a download to like do a webinar or do this thing, that's just going to be the thing that blows up your business. But it's like, that's the thing for now. And then you go and you take that step and you're going to learn from it and you're going to get more information. And then information brings in a new level of awareness, and it brings in more freshness, and it keeps things unique and interesting. And then you go and you do the next thing. So not going to say anything more. I'm just going to end on this. This may be a bit triggering for some. I'm okay with that because I'm clear inside of my body. We didn't talk so much. Well, we talked so much about brain and body coherence, and we talked about where dis-ease comes from, a level of imbalance and being out of coherence and being out of alignment. And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to share this or not. I'll keep it pretty vague. He showed us some research that showed that when somebody is in alignment, and when their body and their brain, when their heart and their brain is at a certain level of coherence and attunement, that the COVID virus is not actually able to attach to that person's cells. And so while I am not saying, or do I feel like I'm immune to COVID or better than a disease? I don't. What I have made the decision about is that I will no longer allow this pandemic or this virus to allow it to have fear, to allow it to create anxiety or worry or, that's it, period. I am going to commit to staying at such a level of coherence. Again, maybe I got COVID while I was there, and maybe it's going to show up, and I don't know, whatever, right? I should just delete that. Reframe. I take that back. Whatever happens. What I know for sure is that me being in attunement is the greatest immune support, and it is the best place that my body can possibly be, so that I can remain healthy, so that I can remain alive, so that I can remain vibrating at a high frequency. And to the degree that I stay in that center, my body can heal and attune to and come back into alignment to anything that throws it out of whack. So for any of you that are feeling fear, worry, concern, et cetera, through all of this, you know, may that just be just a slightly different perspective that you can take. I also just had some, I'll just say this too. It was very, very, very interesting being there during the week of the election. I'm very open about, my desire for social justice and for us moving forward, and that, I voted a certain way. You guys probably all know the way that I voted. And I had the awareness that judgments that I'm making towards anyone or any group of people are still judgments. And so to think that I have the right answer, or that I'm at some level of like righteousness, or that I know, is me playing a part that's not really my business. So I will continue to, share my thoughts and advocate for anti-racism, for social justice, for things becoming more into equilibrium in this country, and for us to all truly see the light in one another. And for me personally, I am laying off my righteousness of I think I know what's right at any given time. So there you have it. It was quite a week. Thank you for all of your support. Those of you that are my clients and were willing to just roll with it this week. I didn't know what the schedule was going to be. I had planned a call and I had to miss that call. I'm so excited to connect with you all this week. And I'm really looking forward to witnessing how this work transforms my life, how it transforms my work, and transforms your lives. So whether you just follow me on Instagram, or whether you listen to this podcast, or whether you end up joining any one of my programs, know that this energetic vortex is now part of the work that I do, and I feel very honored to be offering that. I love you, ladies and men, if you're listening. Have the most beautiful day, and hopefully I'll be back sooner than later. Take care.